The discharge happened after Hurricane Hermine dumped rain on St. Petersburg early this month, and the city's sewage system wasn't able to handle the extra water. Senior scientist Allison Kenward with DC-based think tank Climate Central says heavy rain is becoming more common as the Earth warms, and many areas aren't equipped to deal with it.
In a lot of the country, we've got, you know, an antiquated sewage infrastructure system, a combined sewer system where sewage and stormwater kind of flow through the same pipes, and it's really not up to the task of the types of downpours that we're seeing now.
St. Petersburg's system separates stormwater from sewage, but it's strained after the city recently shut down a major treatment plant. At the time, officials were confident remaining plants could handle the extra load. Jacksonville's system separates waste from stormwater, too, and JEA has invested more than $2 billion to modernize infrastructure, including a new backup sewer line beneath the St. Johns River in case the main line fails. Utility spokeswoman Jerry Boyce says JEA is ready for projected population growth on the First Coast.
We have very systematic planning in place to handle the sewage as our community grows. In fact, we are currently in the middle of an upgrade out in St. Johns County.
But Kenward with Climate Action says her recent sewage study suggests even the most modern system is still vulnerable to extreme weather flows.
So during very heavy downpours or coastal flooding, cities like Jacksonville are still going to see some impacts from sewage overflows going forward.
But she says governments could help prevent human waste from polluting fresh water by doing more to prevent flooding. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.